USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Encinitas, California, just north of San Diego, a 30-foot bluff collapsed at a popular beach, killing three people. Brian Ketterer is with the California State Parks.
All of these bluffs have water seepage. It's sandstone that sits on other soils and then sandstone again. So this is a reoccurring event. It should be noted that our lifeguards, both state and city, make active preventative contacts to people that sit along the bluffs. We have signage on most of our beaches that say stay back from the bluffs.
Further north in Gilroy, California, an update on the investigation into last weekend's mass shooting at the Garlic Festival. Police Chief Scott Smithy.
The suspect was hit multiple times by the rounds that our officers fired, which put him down. It appears now with that ruling on the cause of manner of death that once he was down that he was able to get a round off and he shot himself. And it sounds like that round was to the head.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A New York administrative judge says New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill should fire Officer Daniel Pantaleo, who used a chokehold on Eric Garner before his death in 2014. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Today, for the first time in these long 5 years, the system of justice is working.
Police Union Chief Patrick Lynch on the mayor.
He has lost the confidence of New York City police officers. We always hoped that he'd come to his senses and understand the job that we do.
Just one day after imposing a 10% tariff on Chinese goods, President Trump spoke about a beef deal with the European Union.
Opening markets for our farmers is about more than just an industry. It's about a way of life.
U.S. beef producers have recently been financially hurt by retaliatory tariffs from the Chinese. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A brand new California law is aiming to reduce head injuries among young people playing football. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signing the law that limits full contact practices to just 30 minutes twice a week for youth football teams, and it bans full contact practice during the off season for them. The law also requires that a medical professional be present for all games and that a person attend all practices who has the authority to remove injured players. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump has threatened to impose additional tariffs on Chinese goods and services, effective September 1st. John Clemens reports.
The new tariffs will impose an additional 10% on roughly $300 billion in Chinese imports beginning the 1st of next month. Mr. Trump has been described as frustrated over Beijing's lack of any new offers to rein in policies that amount to the widespread theft of U.S. technologies and intellectual property.
We can't just go and make an even deal with China. We have to make a much better deal with China because right now they have a very unfair playing field, and I'm turning it around.
Mr. Trump added that American consumers will not suffer a negative impact if the new tariffs are imposed.
The tariffs are not being paid for by our people. It's being paid for by China.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.